Everybody, well, today is November 29th, 2017. Year's kind of ticking on by here. And today is our Wednesday healing show, Vision Lightship Healing. So let's do the date here. Here we go. So releasing energies from this date. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Do that one again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. That feels better. And let's energize the light beams on your monitor screen. If you have the lightship insignia, that works too. Some people are doing maybe both of them. So here we go. Stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Next, let's release from you a timeline that you're having difficulties with. That would be like a reoccurring thought about something. That feels better. Something bugging you or whatever. So here we go. Releasing that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next, let's bring on our co-host tonight. So, Michelle, are you up there?
Yes, I'm here. And welcome, everybody. It's Wednesday night once again. We got a live show going on, so that's really cool. We have some things coming up on Monday, December 25th. Ron is going to do another 3-hour call-in healing session, and that is going to be the body organ restoration and revitalization session. I believe it's maybe the third or fourth one that Ron has done. It's been maybe about a year. It costs $50 per person. Well worth it. It's a great tune-up for your body. It restores and revitalizes all of our internal body organs. And it is best to be present if you're going to be on the call. And it's best to find a quiet and relaxing location when you're doing it, because then you can feel the energy better. And as many of you know, it also helps to always be saying what it is that you want to be worked on, although Ron is working on specific things at the time. So hope to see some of you guys on that. And Ron, is there anything that you want to say about that call coming up?
It's pretty nice when people loved it last time we did it. So, just get on the call. I go through different body organs and then give you a chance to input what you might like, because naturally we don't always cover everything. Or it could be a different body system that you may want to have work with also. So you're always a free choice to input what you would like. So anyway, that's it. I think it's the 25th of the month here of December. Oh, and it's, I believe, a 3-hour call. And it starts, I believe, at 1 p.m. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, excellent. And I know a lot of people like to, you know, be laying down or maybe relaxing in some way. If you're prone to falling asleep, it's perfectly fine to write a note. Hey, light beams, please work on my whatever. so you don't have to constantly be saying it. Sometimes that really helps. So, okay. Well, Ron, I'd like to start the show with a question. It says, somebody is wondering about the 108 bodies that we hear about every now and then. They're just wondering what they are.
Okay. Remember, everything starts with a blueprint, just making it very simple. And that blueprint has 108 energetic levels to it, or energetic bodies that make up the blueprint, and then that blueprint then is energized, and that becomes your physical body. So that's kind of the easiest way to talk about that. So we probably know about a dozen of them, which are the ones that have energetic bodies that we know about that we clear, because you need to have those cleared in order to get the densities out of you. The densities are first in you. They're always there from your ancestors. When you're first born, they're not really running active. And then all of a sudden, you start to see things, hear things, we'll talk about things, and all of a sudden those energetic bodies become activated. And it depends just how much, let's say, negativity and or blocked energy is in those in your DNA, and then you start going for your roller coaster ride with all these issues. And then from there, these energetic bodies hold off and store that density from you. And eventually, as people start reading that in you from your psychic billboard and the way they respond to you and react to you, then they start doing psychic attacks, thinking of those situations, and all of a sudden, the energetic bodies get contaminated. And then when they're contaminated, then what happens is it starts to leak back into you, like a trash can that's spilling over, and then your body itself starts to behave, because you got a double dose of them, okay? And then your body now starts to decline in its energy. So that's kind of the problem, and then you eventually die from the energetic bodies that are killing you. You want to clean them out. That's what we do. Clean out these bodies so that what you have dealt with from your past, and I guess you could use the word karma, so what's resurfaced, you clean out from these bodies. Now your physical body can get a lot of its energy restored to it because it's not leaking back into it all the time. Well, anyway, that's basically the easiest way of talking about it. So these energetic bodies make you up, and they can be out of sync. Just think of a puzzle. If you had a puzzle made with you on the puzzle, your whole body, and if you started moving the puzzles around, so some are a little crooked, out of place all the way, and the net result is that you start feeling bad, or you just don't feel like you're in sync with yourself. That's because your energetic bodies are maybe out of alignment, which is the 108 body clearing that we have. Then we also have the magnetic twisted body. Anyway, that's sort of it. You know, we know a few of them, maybe, you know, like maybe 10% or so. That's what we clean out. And we have names for those, like the emotional body, the mental body, feeling body, sensory body, trauma body, fear body. And there's probably a few more, but basically, you know, those are what you're dealing with that you need to clean out of yourself. And how stronger and how much energy is in that body is where you're actually living your life. So if you have problems where using your sensory body a lot and that's already filled up and contaminated, you're going to be really sensitive to light, to life and different issues. There'll be much, you know, much more negative toward you because you're sampling everything, and you get overloaded instantly. Another one that's really big is the emotional one is the main one. But after you clear the emotions, then you know, the emotional and the mental, those are two different ones. Then decide which one you want to do next as far as a whole lifetime clearing. And for most people, it would probably be fear. Once you get those three done, you start feeling very good about your life. You can decide what else you want to do because your past history, first story of your life is released. Now you can sort of get renewed over again, be born of the spirit, we'll say, and that's how you want to change your life, because you have to then realize that you got rid of your past, which controlled you, and now you have to go forward in your life because you can't be stagnant. And then from there, start over again at your current age like a brand new person. Oh, that's, I guess, the easiest way to talk about it. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, well, that was very thorough. Thank you, Ron. Yeah, very interesting. And I know when we do the magnetic twisted body healing, it does turn out to be 108 bodies that you are clearing. So you're actually, you know, doing 1 through 10, or you're doing each one individually. And, wow, it's amazing. I know we don't know all the names of them, but the big ones are, yeah, the mental, the emotional. So, okay. Was there any healing that you want us to do about that?
I could do, I'll do three of them to put them into alignment. I'll just think of them as telephone poles that you look at, or a fence post or something. All seen them and look down them, you know. And, you know, if they're all in alignment, you just see one pole. If they're not, then you see multiples, and some can be crooked. So you want to get them all into proper alignment with your spirit. So what number did I do first, Michelle? You got a number that you want to have cleared?
Okay, so yeah, you want a number of the body, not the name of what it could be. Well, how about 1, 2, and 3?
1, 2, and 3, okay. Here we go. Number 1, and it's putting it back into alignment. Number 3 really out, you're going to actually feel something inside of you move, like an internal earthquake, okay? And then it will be aligned properly. You're going to have more energy flowing. Okay, there we go. And number 2. Well, that one I'm yawning on, so that one's, for some people, pretty corrupted. And as far as what they are, I don't know. It's clearing them number-wise here. Okay? You might even have a sense of which one I'm doing. There you go. And number 3. Oh, man. That one's pretty negative, too. If you're yawning, it means that you have more energy coming into you. Not that you're tired, just that you're releasing these negativities of judgments, etc., and now you're able to balance yourself. There we go. Okay. Here you go, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you. So you just did 1, 2, and 3, and you felt that 2 and 3 were heavy. Would it follow that, you know, 4, 5, and 6 and all the rest would be heavy as well?
No way to tell.
Oh, okay.
Everybody has, you know, a different load, and they work differently, and it depends, you know, how you lived your life, what you got into, situations, you know, you've encountered. There's all different types of situations for people. Some people go with life and doesn't bother them too much. Other people, they're, you know, all the time getting upset with something. And, you know, then you got people who maybe are like daredevils, and they have other energetic bodies that could be contaminated or taken over, or maybe entities, et cetera, too. So, you know, it's hard to say what's going on in your life. But, you know, once you start getting older, you know, you realize that, yeah, you know, when I was younger, life may have been easier for me. And maybe only because maybe you're older and you have aches and pains. Younger, you thought you could live forever, and you did things that, you know, break part of your body or something or cause problems. So, I guess I don't talk about this that much, but I don't know. I'd say if you've done clearings and you just wonder what to do next, I would suggest probably the heartache clearing, only because I'm going through life in relationships, that, you know, it doesn't have to necessarily be, you know, a divorce setting or, you know, somebody being deceased. It could be something else. But heartache is probably a big one. And if you're younger listening, and maybe you're, maybe under 20 or something, and you went through a bunch of relationships and, oh, you feel a heartache, you normally when you get older, you're kind of like, you know, kind of go over it, and you kind of put it in the closet so you can live your life. The energy is still with you. So if you're younger, you probably really know about it because you're in the dating scene, and maybe you dated 10 people or something, and well, each one of those could have caused you heartache. So here we go. I'll do just a basic one. This is on the website. It's a whole lifetime clearing. I do samples of this. I don't know, maybe I do 2 or 3 a month, but we'll do one right now here. So here we go. So heartache, and well, I'll do this a little differently than I normally do. I want you to think of maybe your first relationship, I guess, and I'll release the energy from you from that, and I'll do 4 relationships. So here we go, leasing it off the first one here. So I'll count to 50, and it could mean make you sad, which could be normal, as you're releasing, maybe crying or something happen, but it should help you out a lot. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Okay, and so I'm looking at stuff mainly probably when you're under 20, we'll say, typically, in the dating scene there. What I'll also do with this, have any people that were maybe in the Vietnam War, the other one, Iraq Wars or whatever going on, okay? So here we go. I'll be doing those after the first four. So number two, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. Oh, golly. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Okay, number three. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. That's number three. Number four, fourth relationship. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. Now we'll deal with maybe losing your mate or close friend in Vietnam, we'll say. So here we go. Or another war, if you wish. Maybe you have other people that you knew. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Pretty heavy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Okay, now we'll do the Gulf War. And that could be anything going on over there. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. For any of the years. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. Boy, a lot of energy there. What I'll do for the, if you're affected by this greatly, what I'll do is I'll give you that clearing for $50. Just for the people listening tonight on the BBS show. So if you need to have that clearing, just donate $50 and send me the receipt to put heartache in the subject box. So back to you, Michelle.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, Ron. I don't think any of us expected that. So, and what a great offer. So if anyone wants the whole life heartache clearing, so we should do a $50 donation to you, and then once the person gets the receipt, they can email the receipt to creationlightship@yahoo.com and just say heartache, and then you'll send them back the code. Thank you so much. That is a great offer. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, it's really important. Usually when people fall in love for the first time when they're very young, they have no barrier, there's no scar tissue to protect them yet, and it can be very devastating, and you kind of never let that go. So this is everybody's chance to get rid of any type of heartache that may have been caused by loss of friends or love or anything like that. So thank you so much. Okay. All right. Well, we have another listener who has written in, and they are wondering what all the different subjects are that have been added to the advanced timeline clearing. So I pulled it up, and wow, it is quite an extensive list. Now, I know some people go through the list, and they just do each of these incidents as a timeline crash. I have been using certain timeline crashes, like the particular subject that has to do with the timeline that I feel that I'm on, and then used the non-emotional issues selection as the type of clearing that is being done. But I believe both methods are very useful. So I'm going to read just a few of them because there are a lot in here. I don't even know how to count them up, but there's quite a few. But I think ones that I use most often are, let's see, barcode, oh my goodness, there's curses, hexes, spells. That's one. If you know that that's what it was, you can choose that. There's emotional pain, intimidating situations, physical pain, repetitive scenarios, or actually I end up using a lot the repetitive alien programs because it seems to be a lot of things that are happening are repetitive alien programs. I'm not sure if that's just, you know, if that's true or not, but it seems to work. And then there's travel, vows. There's so many here. It's hard to name, but I believe that this clearing, to have it for unlimited, is $150. So it's really worth it to have because you can run it all the time. It's not just like you can have it for a month or, you know, a few days or whatever, a week, but you can have it for forever and you can be running timeline crashes quite a lot. So highly suggested to get it. And sorry, I couldn't name them all, but there are just so many. Okay. So, Ron, is there anything you wanted to say about the new timeline crash? I know we've only had it for maybe a year or so.
Boy, I don't know what to say.
That's okay.
Well, that's all right. We could talk about the Skin Auric one if you want.
Oh, yeah.
That was a lot of stuff in there.
Yeah, it sure does.
I don't know if you have it up or not, but
let me bring it up. You know, that one's interesting. It has this section in it that talks about inner tunnels. So, is that like, I don't even know what that could possibly be, but like, do we have inner tunnels in us, or is it something like a dimensional type of thing?
Could be both. So, you know, that's why you want it to now.
Yeah. Well, do hold it up. Okay, now this one, I know this one is $200, and that is for, I believe, unlimited as well. So it's called Skin Auric Field Clearing. And how that is not on the website. I believe it's not listed, but how you do that one is how you do a conference call. It's you just give a $200 donation and then send Ron the email for, you know, saying this is for Skin Auric Field Clearing, and he'll send you back the code. So basically it goes through all the different parts of your body. There's a drop-down list, and then there's also custom inputs. And then there's also issues like relationships, courtings to others, talking, hearing, smelling, different things. And then there's different steps to clear. So removal of skin connection points, removal of poor connection points, bodily fluid connection points, programs. We all have programs, right? backup programs. Orbs, alien parasites, alien implants, entities, removal of internal tunnels. That's the one. I thought that was interesting. It's also fascinating that I don't really know exactly what that is, and yet it's step 10, and whenever I do it, I definitely feel something. So it's healed a lot of things, like particularly my sinuses, ears, things like that. And then there's another one, healing of insides and skin. And, oh, this is really great. The very bottom one, step 14, says comforting, soothing energy from a light being. And it is just a really nice, comforting energy. So maybe if you need to sleep or something, it's a good one to run. So that's it. Is there anything else that you wanted to say about the about that one, Ron?
Yeah, that's very thorough. another one, if you're, you know, a newbie, you might want to try the self-empowerment aquarium. And then with that, you probably want to get the psychic billboard. So self-empowerment, I think it's $50, and it's, I don't know, is it for 6 weeks, something like that? And then the billboard is $20. So those are both very helpful if you're kind of lost, not knowing what to do. Maybe you're unemployed or something, or trying to get a new job or something, and nothing's working for you. Those two are very, very beneficial. So it kind of, you know, puts you back into life again by doing those two. A lot of people have commented that they did it. They've tried for maybe the last 6 months to do something, you know, and nothing seemed to pan out. And they did that, and life became easier, and people started accepting them. That's sort of what I would suggest for newbies. So back to you, and even old bees too.
Yeah, that one is really great. The self-empowerment healing goes through, 38 separate issues, and then other, so you can specify if you have something else going on. I'm just trying to see. Now, one that you may want to add, and I'll read some of them that we already have, and then, but one of them that you may want to add under other would be embarrassment or shame, because I don't see them listed here, and a lot of people have those emotions, quite a lot. Oh no, shame is listed. Okay, so I'm going to read through a couple of them of choices of things that you can clear. So, kind of like specific emotions that you can clear out of you. So, feeling stuck or paralyzed, feeling unworthy, being victimized, depressed, abused, disempowered, shame, unable to make personal connections, stressed, overwhelmed, overworked, betrayed, being used, unwanted, disappointment, put upon, pushed, unloved, family rejection. Oh my goodness, there are about 20 more. So it's an amazing healing. You can get so much done with this.
Yeah, I can say when I put it up and somebody read it, I got an email to go, Ron, I read all those and I wanted to throw up. This is me. So anyway, they did the clearing all better. So anyway, start reading and you get kind of, what is that, the green bee behind the gills or something? I don't know that old phrase. You know, it's just normal because everybody has, you know, almost all of those things. Depends what the intensity is, you know. Anyway, back to you.
Yeah, it's true. I definitely noticed a level of confidence going up way more after I finished all these. And at first, I just kind of picked and chose what I thought I might need. And that was kind of okay. But then I was like, oh, I probably need them all. So I just did them all. And, you know, whichever one worked for me, I don't know, but it really did the trick. So it's really great. And then there's another section of this. So you pick the issue that you want to have removed from you. And then it also says what is causing my situation, and you can go through all those separately as well. So it's like it could be my thoughts other people's negative thoughts, mind programs, alien controls, curses, sexes, and spells, different organizations you may have hooked yourself up with, or unknown. So you can fill that in. So yeah, that is a great healing. Okay, and it's called self-empowerment. Okay, so just because we're in the middle of the show, I just want to mention that the December intensives have been scheduled, and those dates are Saturday the 9th, and then Sunday the 10th, the 17th, and also the 24th. And as many of you know, when you get those, so you can buy those on the website. And then also, there's always a package deal if you get all of the weekly calls as well as the intensive calls. So that's always really the best deal if you can possibly do it. And so then the weekly calls include cording removal, and that's on Tuesday. And then the Wednesday call, Ron will do divine water activation to bottles of water that you have filled up. And then on Thursday, there's a clone body removal. And on Friday, it's an entity removal. And in all of those days, the Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday, you will be probably saying out loud over and over again the body part that you're feeling pain in. And Ron will remove those particular energies from that spot in your body. And usually people feel a release of pressure and feel a lot better. So, there, I just wanted to say that. All right, let's see if there's another, question. Okay, this is an interesting question, Ron. So the whole life clearings, they always have a drop-down list, and it says your whole life, and then it says like months, weeks, or days. So if you knew that a certain issue was happening the last couple months, you could do the last 2 months. But it says, if something needs clearing, why not use the day option instead of specific incidents in the unlimited version in the whole life? I'm not sure. I suspect that's because you haven't done the clearing every single day, and maybe you're just going once a week or something. But
yeah, what it is that's only used when you do the unlimited version. You do the whole lifetime, it clears everything from when you started the clearing going back to conception. And so those boxes are not used at all until you do the whole lifetime limited clearing, and then that keeps you current. So there are people that do it daily, and then there's people that maybe do it once a week. They look back, reflect on their life. You know, maybe they do it on Friday. You know, then they reflect back on their life, what upset them, and they go in there and they put, you know, they're clearing the last 7 days or something. If there's a big issue that went on that's real traumatic, then, you know, you may want to write that in there. So it'll work either way. And then it's also made to go back further than that in case you did the whole lifetime clearing and didn't realize you can get it unlimited. Maybe you did it a year ago, so you can go in there and, you know, start clearing yourself out maybe month by month if you wish, or, you know, clear the whole year. So it's kind of up to you how you want to do that. But most people will get the unlimited. I would say that they do it at least daily, if not once a week. That's where you enter in situations in there. Don't do it when you first do whole lifetime, you know, clearing for your whole life, so that there's your whole life out. So back to you.
Okay, great. So you can actually buy the unlimited version immediately. So you can pay for the whole life, and then you say add on $50 for unlimited, because you know you're probably going to use it again. Especially if you get the emotional, you're just going to probably have to use it again. But let's say you want to just get the whole life at first and wait with the 50 because maybe you don't have another $50 at the time. At what point do you say, okay, I've cleared my whole life, and is that all you can do? And then when you feel an emotional upset or whatever, then you get the unlimited? Is that the point when you decide to?
Yeah. Basically, when you feel that the energies are kind of starting to choke you a little bit, or you feel, I better get caught up because I need to have, a clearing now for my emotions because I'm now feeling that I'm getting a lot of emotional densities on me, and I react to emotions in other people. They will trigger your DNA. Remember, if you don't have any DNA, you're not going to ever get triggered. So you have your DNA triggered, then all of a sudden now you're starting over again. You could use the word karma, That's your ancestor's crap and stuff that you're dealing with, and somebody else activated it for you. Did you a big favor, which may not look like it's a good thing at first, but really it's something that's blocked now that came out, and you got to get rid of it. So back to you.
Yeah, and we all have DNA, right?
Yep, and it'll come up. And if you're kind of wondering what maybe some of your issues are, just reevaluate your parents. Sure, and maybe grandparents, and then you could even go further and see what issues maybe relatives, we'll just use the word cousins, aunts and uncles have, because they're having the same thing that you're having, but may not surface in you yet. So it's always kind of good if you can remember that, what your parents' traits are or negative stuff. As you get older, you probably start realizing, where they are and what they, did or didn't do, because you're probably recycling the same stuff. And one thing is, I don't know, I hear people talking about that, and, maybe you see it in movies sometimes, but what will happen is maybe people will say, yeah, my dad passed away when he was 50, and boy, I'm like 47 now, and I think I might have that same death wish or something, so am I going to live past 50? And also, you can look at it as, did your, maybe your one of your grandfathers on your dad's side, you say his dad passed away at 50. He passed away at 50. Well, you're probably getting kind of ripe to pass away at 50, so that's why you do the death barcodes, get this stuff off of you. Some people are really affected by, an early death like that. It can haunt you, especially when you get close to the year that's happened to. So you could do death barcode clearings to release that. And you need to give me an email and let me know, that you're going to be doing that, and how many death barcodes you have, and I can tell you. So back to you.
Yeah, I mean, let's say it's the age is 50. It's kind of like it doesn't matter what age, but whatever age you're at, you usually think, oh, I'm not that old, really. 50 isn't that old. And all of a sudden you're like, oh, I probably should do something about this. It's great with the death barcode because it does give us a chance to do something about it. Otherwise, there's really nothing to do except just worry about it. But with the death barcode, you can get those energies off you and hopefully stop worrying. Yeah. So, okay, well, my computer is rebooting. It should be just a minute, and I'll find... thank you, listeners, to all the people who've written in a bunch of emails. There's quite a few in here, but I have to wait for my computer to think. I think it became disconnected, so. Oh, well.
I just like to do a sharing. Any ideas you'd like to do?
Well, how about, how about, Ron, if any of us have ever done healing clearings for other people on our computers, has that affected us? And is there a clearing we can do about that?
And it shouldn't affect you by doing a clearing for somebody else. And it should not affect your computer. So, in fact, you know, what can happen is if, say, you have the issue, whatever it is, okay? And then they have the same issue, and you go, well, you don't really know about it too much, but you kind of relate to each other with certain issues. So you clear them, and all of a sudden you feel some of that issue leaving you. That's because they courted you. So those courted issues go back and forth to people. And, you know, that's probably the reason why people, you know, go out and eat together at lunch. You know, you have your little group of people that you see all the time, commiserate with, you know. And they probably have all very similar issues. So when you clear yourself, you know, a lot of times those people will drop out of your life because you're cleared now and you don't resonate with that issue. And you really don't want to get stuck with it again to get slimed. So you leave that group. And or maybe, you know, someone else that you didn't even know about. Let's just say that you never did any clearings, you know, on the light down the chain, you know, on the TLS site, and somebody else in your group happened to be doing this. And all of a sudden, you go, wow, I feel better now. You know, what's going on? The table, you know, the group of people is a little bit lighter because that person cleared out the energy and took the cords away from all their friends. They don't resonate to it any longer. So, you know, that's why you can kind of look at it, how your friends would feel after you did the clearing, because they're going to feel a little different. Maybe they won't talk about that issue as much. And so, remember, if you have a bunch of people that you meet with, you know, and they're going to start talking about something, it'll be about issues in their life and their situations. And they're bringing you into their timeline of those situations. So you have to remember that you don't want to be stuck on timelines. They're contaminated. So back to you.
Okay, well then, what sort of healing would you, is there something you think that we could benefit from?
Boy. I'll do a loneliness clearing since we went through Thanksgiving, and that's a big night for people. Maybe somebody wasn't at the table or something. So here we go, loneliness. Think of maybe scene of being lonely, or maybe you lost somebody or nobody's with you. But here we go. You know, maybe you had a breakup or something. And, you know, maybe you were with your boyfriend or girlfriend, we'll say, like 5 years, and you always went to maybe your parents' house, and all of a sudden this year you showed up without your boyfriend or girlfriend, and they're kind of wondering, oh, boy, where are they, you know, or et cetera, you know. Anyway, here we go. Loneliness. Think of that maybe person. That was missing, we'll say. So here we go. Could even be an animal or pet. So here we go. 1, 2, releasing that from you. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. Hey, hope that helps you out. You have a whole lifetime loneliness clearing. So back to you.
Okay, thank you very much, Ron. That's a really good one. Okay, so we have somebody who wrote in about the mind decouple experience on Saturday. It says, Saturday's clearing was the mind decouple from the Matrix. I had a series of dreams / visions during the clearing. The visions were all the same and kept repeating, but with different groups of crowds in each one. My awareness point of view was inside me, looking out at the crowd of all differently dressed kinds of people that closely surrounded me. As I watched over and over, the crowds of people surrounding me were all being pushed away from me in a big circle, leaving lots of space between me and them, with about 50 feet of empty space surrounding me between me and them. Decoupling from the Matrix is at least unhooking from all those cluttering up our lives with their own thoughts and letting me exist in more peace.
Yeah, that sounds pretty good. Yeah, being disconnected from the mind matrix. and touch of consciousness and issues of people. So yeah, that's very good.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's very interesting. It seems like they felt distance from other people, and they actually saw that happen. So, okay, well, Ron, one of our listeners says, alien war, hello, how is the war against the aliens going? Did you...
Nothing that I can perceive... this moment. So, I would say it's doing okay. Back to you.
Okay, thank you. So, Ron, one of our listeners wrote in, they have a pet bird, and they feel that the bird is showing up with anxiety problems. It's plucking its feathers, and they're wondering if there is a certain kind of water or what they can do for the bird, and they specifically mention that they do believe it's an anxiety issue.
Well, I would think the first thing to look at is maybe the bird could be mimicking your anxieties, okay? Maybe it's trying to do a healing on you, and it's taking the energy from you, trying to help you out. That could be one way of looking at it. You may want to do an anxiety clearing on the bird. Just keep it running. If it is trying to heal you, then keep it running for the bird so the bird will get healed. It won't hang on to those energies. So back to you, Michelle.
Okay, so that means that the person that wrote in has to get the anxiety clearing for themselves and then run it, and then run it for the bird.
Yeah, the bird would be free then, yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. So that would help the bird and the human. Okay, excellent. And let's see. Okay, what is today's date? Okay. So this one is no longer a valid email. Okay. All right. Well, Ron, one of my listeners suspects that their roommate is a clone, and they're wondering if there's any precautions that they should take.
Oh, boy. I don't know. You know, you could try the clone into light clearing. You know, that might help. Have to request that, and we can send it to you. They help them out a lot. The next thing is, be aware that they're a clone, and you may want to be use them for a science project. See what they do and what they don't do. Well, back to you.
Okay, great. So I'm going to, I just found it. I'm going to find it again and see if I can just send that healing to the person. Let's see. So what can we talk about in the meantime? Oh, this one says brain call. I fell asleep after 6 p.m. until the next morning, which was 8 a.m. During the night, I used the restroom a lot for purging. Sunday, I had plenty painful thoughts, activity, despite mental barcode clearing combined with sadness. They said they weren't able to drink water for a short amount of time, but now they feel better. Wonder if loved ones could sense my brain call or were affected by it in some way, pleasant or unpleasant. It seems that they could. Okay. All right, interesting. Yeah, I had a fantastic experience with that. Wow, I slept like amazing for several days. I've been sleeping really good. Okay. And another email says, about the recurring event problematic situation barcode removal. They're wondering, Ron, if they have to ask you how many barcodes that they have before buying this clearing.
No, the barcodes won't make any difference, so just go in and, you know, do the clearing.
Okay. I think the because it's recurring events, they would go through their life and go, oh, yeah, this keeps happening. And then they can just think of however many situations that they possibly can and write that in there.
Yeah, yeah, they could do that. That's what it's for is, you know, you may have similar situations happening every couple months, you know, and you know that, you know, and you're kind of, you know, maybe you're afraid, you know, maybe you have something happening every couple months, we'll say, and now it's 6 weeks from the last one, and you go, man, what's going to happen in 2 weeks? You know, this always happens on maybe a given date or something like that, you know? So, by all means, just go in and do the clearing. And you know if something's happening because you're dealing with the same issue over again or a very, very similar issue. That's the reoccurring event one. Well, you know, it just keeps popping in. It's recycled on you. Oh, back to you.
Okay. All right. And I actually just emailed that listener in case you are going to listen later. I sent you back an email for that. Okay, let's see here. A hologram. Oh, my goodness. Ron, will you please explain our individual hologram? How does it work with your family or other people? And do they have their own hologram, and how do they work in with each other's stories?
Well, everybody has their own hologram. You know, their body has its own frequency. I'm trying to see how to really describe that. You're probably talking about the 108 bodies, you know, that kind of make you up in a sense. Is that what they're talking about, you think?
That we each have our own, but then how do we interact? Is it just because we're all in the same soul family, or?
Well, you could be in the same soul family with people around you. Yeah, that could be true. So, just don't know how to answer that question.
Well, yeah, it's kind of a different question. It's hard to explain. I guess we're all... Is our hologram created by what we're all thinking about, or is it something the aliens gave us?
Well, they gave it to you initially, and you're thinking about it, bringing it forward. You're bringing forward the densities. So, you know, and those densities are what you're dealing with.
Yeah. Well, then I guess clearing out, you know, all these different bodies would get rid of those densities, right?
Yes,
Okay. So I think that's how we deal with our holograms. make your hologram at least more pleasant for you to be in, since we pretty much have to be in some hologram, right? Is that how it is here?
You're in a hologram when you're not in the present moment, yes. That's where your issues are.
Okay, Ron, well, we really just have 1 minute left, and so is there anything else that you wanted to say about any upcoming calls?
We just have our regular calls weekly. That's on the website, you know, we have calls that are on Tuesday. Let's see, we have Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then we have a special one coming up. We have one, you know, in December on the 25th. And tomorrow on PBS at 4 o'clock Pacific, we have another show coming. That's an archive show, and the same show is repeated on Sunday at 7. So I'm going to listen to that. Other than that, I guess we'll just sign off here, and we'll do the Mind to Heart drop to help everybody to get into the present moment. So here we go. Just say this out loud. I now command my spirit, take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart, And now we count from 10 to 1 backwards to facilitate that. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, there we go, everybody. So that puts you in peace. And do it whenever you choose to. Peaceful. So thank you, Bill. Thank you, ladies behind the scenes. And thank you, listeners, for listening. Bye, everyone.